JJAN Sports. Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, starting today, Iowa high schools do not have to limit the number of spectators at basketball games, wrestling meets, and other sporting events. Governor Reynolds updated her public health emergency proclamation as of midnight this morning. She lifted the restriction that only people who lived in a participant's household could attend games or extracurricular events. Now, while that limit is gone, fans at indoor games or meets must still wear masks and maintain their distance from others who don't live in their household. School districts and athletic conferences do have the authority to enforce stricter limits or ban fans altogether. The governor's updated proclamation has extended the mask mandate for many indoor public spaces until February 6th. We'll take a look at high school sports from around the area last night. A lot of high school wrestling last evening. Atlantic Cam hosting a triangular last night, and they came up a winner twice as Atlantic Cam defeated Denison 72-9. Atlantic Cam also downing Harlan 53-24 last night. For Atlantic, Joe Weaver picked up a couple of wins. Jackson Bell also was a double winner last night. Dante Hedrington won both of his matches. So did Brian South. Jared Armstrong was a double winner last night. Caden Stutzman also wins twice. Devin McKay won both his matches last night. Clevi Johnson also won both of his matches last night. Ethan Fullman won both of his matches last evening as well. In the other part of that double duel, it was Harlan beating Denison 58-6. Also around the area last night at Red Oak, Glenwood wins over Lewis Central 63-18. Glenwood over Red Oak 65-10. Lewis Central beat Red Oak 63-15. Glenwood over Shenandoah 77-6. And Red Oak beat Shenandoah 42-24. At Kemper Catholic High School, Creston a winner over St. Albert 69-9. Creston beat Clarinda 39-24. Creston over Kemper Catholic 60-13. Clarinda beat Kemper Catholic 44-33. Kemper Catholic down St. Albert 48-24. Also at ACGC High School last night, AHSTW a winner over ACGC 41-32. AHSTW beat East Union 58-14. AHSTW also down in Griswold 72-3. ACGC beat East Union 48-18. ACGC over Griswold 54-9. East Union beating Griswold 60-12 last night. Also at Underwood, it was Logan Magnolia beating Underwood 72-9. Loma over West Central Valley 83-0. And Logan Magnolia beating Tri-Center 76-6. Underwood beat Tri-Center 39-18. Underwood over West Central Valley 38-36. And West Central Valley topping Tri-Center 48-21. Also at Southeast Valley, Audubon came up short a couple of times. Greene County beating Audubon 60-12. Southeast Valley over Audubon 57-12. Trainer, a winner over Conestoga, Nebraska, 54-27 last night. Also at Bedford-Lenox, it was Bedford-Lenox over Central Decatur, 42-28. Bedford-Lenox downing Southwest Valley, 50-21. And Central Decatur beating Southwest Valley by criteria. That match was 30-30 last night. Also, the latest rankings from the Predicament magazine out this week. In high school wrestling, in Class 1A, Logan Magnolia is rated third, Underwood fifth in the team standings. Individually, at 106, Eli Becerra of Missouri Valley is second ranked, and Braden Mater of Southwest Valley is eighth rated. At 113, Gable Porter of Underwood top rated, with John Schroeder of Riverside ranked eighth. At 120 pounds, Jace Rose of Riverside is fifth rated, Blake Allen of Underwood ranked eighth, and Elliot Cooney of Nottoway Valley ranked ninth. At 126, Stevie Barnes of Underwood is third ranked, and Sean Thompson of Logan Magnolia rated eighth. At 132, Weston Allen of Underwood is third rated. Hagen Highstand of Logan Magnolia is top rated at 138. Wyatt Rice of Logan Magnolia, fourth ranked at 145. At 152, Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia is the top rated wrestler in the state. Gavin McGuire of Logan Magnolia, fourth ranked at 160. Also at 170, fifth ranked is Cale McLaren of St. Albert. At 182, Brecken Freeberg of Tri-Center, 10th rated. At 195, Corey Coleman of Trainer is seventh ranked. Dalton Calkins of Southwest Valley is 10th ranked. At 220, Talon Myers of Southwest Valley is third rated, while at 285, Devin Whipple of Bedford Lenox is ranked third. Rex Johnson of Logan Magnolia is sixth, and Connor Murray of Missouri Valley is rated eighth. Class 2A rankings in 106, Vincent Mayberry of Glenwood is rated 7th. At 126, Joe Weaver of Atlantic Cam is rated 8th. At 145, Shea Parkus of Kemper Catholic is 6th ranked, and Dawson Bond of Red Oak is 9th rated. At 170 pounds, Caden Stutzman of Atlantic Cam is ranked 8th. At 182, Mitch Mayberry of Glenwood is 10th ranked. At 195, Jackson Kinsella of Creston OM is 2nd ranked, and Cole Ridenour of Clarinda is 8th rated. At 220, Crew Howard of Clarinda is 3rd ranked. Also Class 3A, Tanner Wink of Lewis Central, 6th ranked at 120 pounds, and Abraham Lincoln's Jude Ryan is 8th rated at 145 pounds. High school basketball, a few matches around the area last night. In boys' hoops from the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan over Red Oak 77-58. In the Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning beat Underwood 38-36. Trainer over Logan Magnolia 73-60. Also in non-conference action locally last night, Audubon over Arweva 45-44. Shenandoah beat Fremont Mills 42-39. In girls' basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10, Harlan over Red Oak 59-24. From the Western Iowa Conference, Underwood beat IKM Manning 64-35, and Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 48-41. Also in non-conference action last night, AHSTW, a 61-55 winner over Stanton. Audubon beating Arweva 53-30. Shenandoah in overtime over Fremont Mills 51-46. Falls City Sacred Heart beat Sydney 53-24 last night. The 6th Iowa Girls High School basketball rankings came out yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A, Bishop Garrigan top-rated with Newell Fonda and St. Ansgar the top three. Exira EHK ranks 7th, Cam 10th, Logan Magnolia is 12. Maquoketa Valley's top-rated in 2A. Nottoway Valley is number 5, Trainer 8, and Underwood is 14th. In 3A, Cherokee is the top-rated team. Panorama is at number 10. In Class 4A, Glenwood is top-rated. Denison is 8th, Harlan 11th, and Creston 12th. Also, Waukee top-rated in the 5A list this week. After a slow start last night, it was all 5th-ranked Iowa at Maryland as the Hawkeyes used a 20-0 run to blow the game open and rolled to an 89-67 win. Luca Garza had 24 points, but it was the bench that triggered that first-half run.
The guys, you know, that were out there, Patrick Keegan and Joe T, just upped it up defensively for us, and then I was able to get going, and that's when our team was at our best. And when we're able to get stops and run out, you know, it's hard for teams to deal with that. So I'm proud of all our guys tonight. It was again, a total team effort.
Hawkeyes improved to 4-1 in the Big Ten and 10-2 overall. They'll host Minnesota on Sunday.
For right now, you know, we're focused on getting better every single day. And we got better today, and we're going to get better tomorrow. And that's our main focus, is just winning, you know, each and every single day, every workout, every practice. And that's going to go a long way for our group. You know, we can't, you know, got to stay level-headed and just got to keep pushing through.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey used 2 early timeouts as the Hawkeyes fell behind by 10 in the opening minutes of the game.
I mean, you never want to have to do that, but sometimes you just got to do it. The game didn't start out the right way. It wasn't like they were trying not to do the right things. They got hot. They get up 17-7. It's just nice to have the opportunity to go to that bench and get that kind of productivity.
The Hawkeyes got 33 points from their bench in that win last night. Number 18, Texas Tech, looks to give Iowa State its 12th straight loss to ranked opponents Saturday in Ames. The game at Hilton Coliseum begins at 3 o'clock Central Time. Iowa State's last win versus a ranked opponent came against then number 16 Seton Hall, December 8th of 2019. Texas Tech got by Kansas State by 11 at home in their last outing. The Cyclones need to pick it up both offensively and defensively. They've had 27 assists on 76 field goals, and Texas Tech is very good in that department. That game again at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Drake coach Darren DeVries says depth has been a major factor in Drake's 13-0 start to the season. No Bulldog is averaging 25 minutes or more per game, and 9 are averaging at least 12 minutes on the court. It's even more critical this season with the Missouri Valley format of back-to-back games.
I do think depth certainly helps. On those back-to-back days, being able to play guys, instead of having to play your starters, you know, 30, 35 to, you know, 40 minutes a night, being able to play guys in that 20, 25-ish type range, I do think it makes a difference.
Drake is off to a 4-0 start in the Valley, and the Bulldogs will open up a 2-game Valley series at home against Loyola on Sunday. In women's college hoops, Northern Iowa lost their first Missouri Valley Conference game as they lose to Valpo 63-56. Carly Rucker had 18 to lead the Panthers, who are now 5-5 overall. Maddie Monahan got 13 points. Grace Berg had a dozen. Kiara Collier, 10, as Drake was a winner, 74-50 over Evansville. The Bulldogs, 4-6. They're 2-1 in the Valley. Alabama receiver and Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith has added to his collection of postseason honors by receiving the Maxwell Award as the College Football Player of the Year. Smith won the Maxwell over Alabama quarterback and Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence, becoming the first wideout to win the award since Michigan's Desmond Howard in 1991. Smith also won the Walter Camp Player of the Year and the Biletnikoff Award as the nation's top receiver. It was a big haul of awards for Alabama products. Mac Jones won the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback of the Year Award. Najee Harris captured the Doak Walker Award as the top running back. Offensive lineman Alex Leatherwood became the sixth Crimson Tide player to win the Outland Trophy as the outstanding interior lineman. And teammate Landon Dickerson won the Remington Trophy as the top center. The Cleveland Browns continue to receive bad news as they deal with COVID-19, preparing for Sunday's AFC wildcard game against Pittsburgh. The Browns have placed safety Rodney Harrison on the COVID-19 reserve list as they await permission from the NFL to practice for their first playoff game in 18 years. Harrison is the latest on the list for the Browns, who will be without coach Kevin Stefanski against the Steelers after he tested positive with the virus. The NFL's chief medical officer says there's been some spread amongst the Browns players. Safety Andrew Sendejo was activated from the COVID list as Harrison was added, but the team is down seven rotational players and six coaches at this point, and its training facility remains closed. And in baseball, blockbuster trade, the New York Mets pulled off their biggest trade since Steve Cohen purchased the team in November. The Mets have landed shortstop Francisco Lindor and pitcher Carlos Carrasco from Cleveland. The Mets will part with infielders Andrés Giménez and Amed Rosario, right-handers Josh Wolf, and outfielder Isaiah Green. A two-time Gold Glove winner, Lindor is a career .285 hitter, averaged 29 homers and 86 RBIs with 21 steals over his six Major League seasons. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.